One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, hi there. We have a little announcement before the podcast.
Next week, we are going to do a confessions episode.
So be sure to email your confessions to the email in the description, lucasjacobpodcast@gmail. Send us your deepest confessions and it'll all be anonymous. Or maybe we'll expose your name. Just kidding, we won't.
Please, we are begging you.
Yep. Enjoy the episode. Is that good?
Yep, now it's gonna stop.
Perfect.
All right.
Do-do-do.
Should I slam the intro?
Do it, Saul.
Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob. Keep it coming.
Yeah, we're both just looking at ourselves in the monitor.
Oh, we love people that admire themselves. You know, sometimes you have to look at yourself in the mirror and just think, you're hot. I did get that inspiration from a Reddit post. Someone said on this, it's a subreddit called, I think it's the Gay Bros one. I'm subscribed to a bunch of gay ones, but I think it's that one.
Someone said gay Reddit.
Do you ever look at yourself in the mirror and like think you're hot? And I was like, I don't ever do that, but I'm going to start doing it. So,
appreciate yourself. What was did the person say, like, I do it all the time, or what was their take?
They just said, I'm not a narcissist, but I've been, like, walking out, and now, like, I look at myself, and I'm like, wow.
It is funny, though, because I feel like most people would be ashamed, but, like, isn't that way better than being looking at yourself and every time thinking, I'm butt-ass ugly?
Oh, yeah. So, I really had to think about it, though, because when I look at myself in the mirror, what do I actually think? Because I think I just think, this is me. Like, I mostly just think, oh, yeah, like, I'm just putting on my lotion on my face. Like, I feel like I don't have a official statement about myself. Like, whether I'm, like, Kandojano or whether I'm, I don't know.
Were you just going to name an ugly person?
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, the only person that came to my mind was, he's not ugly, but the movie was ugly. That's why I thought of it. the guy who did Super Size Me. The reason why I'm saying, oh, ugly like Super Size Me, because he puked and stuff. I'm not saying he's ugly.
Oh, so you really hate him.
He's probably very attractive. I don't know. He's probably like 40.
I think when I see myself in the mirror, sometimes I think like, oh, I look cute today.
Oh, I guess I do think that sometimes.
Yeah, or sometimes I'm like, oh, like, I need to take a shower. Like, I look so gross, you know? But, like, I don't think, I just think, like, oh, I look gross because I'm dirty. But I'm like, I know, like, underneath it all, once I get showered, like, I'll look so good.
Wow, yeah. Like, I am thankful because I've never actually looked at myself and thought I'm butt ugly. But I know there's people that actually look at themselves like that. And that, like, sucks ass and, like, find a way to build confidence. Like, I don't know. I don't have any advice, but.
Just stop. I'm just kidding.
Going to therapy? Just stop.
But on a more positive note, enough talking about people hating themselves.
Well, it started with loving yourself, but then I just wanted to spread light. Because I see people on Twitter saying that, and I was like, I'm assuming like there's a but then few again, people like, watching maybe.
Maybe, I think there obviously is people who do like not like themselves, but it's kind of like a trend too to be like, I fucking hate myself. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a joke.
Oh, yeah. And then like the Lady Gaga song I listened on the way here. My biggest downer, me is me. But that's a whole different scenario. I'm talking about looking at yourself in the mirror, but I feel like everyone can relate to Lady Gaga. Like, sometimes you self-sabotage.
Oh, yeah.
And you look back and you're like, oh my gosh, I did that.
Self-sabotage things. We've all been there.
Yeah, so relatable.
Bro of the week time. You clicked it on again.
Yeah, I just wanted to be annoying.
I mean, she deserves two rounds of applause. Juliana is the bro of the week. Here's a photo where she's photoshopped. At least I think she's photoshopped because the hair kind of looks like it's cut out. She's photoshopped of two people, and I'm assuming they're famous somehow, but I don't... Who are they?
I'm going to think they're music people. Yeah, musicians. Musicians, not magicians.
They might be magicians. But like, I just don't know who they are, because you wouldn't just Photoshop yourself into a photo with like, oh, these are my friends in real life. Like, obviously these are somewhat notable people, right?
I don't know them. I'm joking.
Yeah, I don't know her.
It seems like, you know.
But I'm sure once someone tells us in the comments, we'll be like, oh, it was them.
Oh, yeah, like the people.
Juliana, who, she didn't even include it in the message. Like, she just said, I love you guys so much. Thank you. We love you too, Juliana. I've been listening since the beginning. Okay, we have an OG. You've always helped me laugh. Can you guys give me a shout out to a group chat I'm on? It's called The Basement. You guys, shout out to The Basement.
I love the name The Basement. So many things come to mind. I think of so many things. I think of a cool basement. Then I think of a greasy, gross basement. And then I think of the typical thing that's in movies where it's a guy and a girl married. Wait, a guy? I thought I said a guy and a guy. I mean a guy and a girl married. And then the guy's like, this is my man cave. And then it's like, so goes pizza everywhere. But oh, yeah, and yeah. I like that, The Basement. It does gives energy.
Yes, so Juliana, you are the queen of The Basement, and everyone else in The Basement needs to respect that.
Also, you guys all have sophisticated names. Juliana. Now, this isn't... I'm just saying, like, Jacob doesn't sound sophisticated. And I'm not going to talk to you. Maybe you think your name sounds sophisticated.
Lucas?
But I just feel like Lucy was last week, Juliana this week. Like, those names just remind me of Angelina Jolie people.
Oh, yeah. Same with Lucas. Yeah, but Jacob's like kind of basic. Just kidding. JK.
But, you should legally change your name to Lucas with a K. Like, there's a singer, Lucas Graham.
Oh, his is one with a K. That has a whole different vibe. Okay, my contact is all fucked up. I guess. Oh no, I can't see out of one eye. But whatever.
Shout out to K Riz. You got it all fucked up. Look, bitch.
Oh, wait, I love K Riz.
She DM'd me once back on Instagram.
Does she still follow you? Or did she? Oh, she didn't follow me. She replied to
the
DM.
But she replied, and I was so
happy. What did you say?
Happy.
What did you say to her? She's a rapper, by the way, guys.
She pulled up the DMs?
Oh, yeah, pull it up.
Let's
people
see
need
what
to
she
know.
Said.
But also, Juliana, the bro of the week, she did say, here's a picture of me and my boyfriend. Let me just take a guess of who this is. We're probably so off, but I'm going to guess that's like the guy who's in Hozier, maybe? Or like the.
No, it isn't the guy.
Or like the guitarist in Hozier.
Oh, like part of the band.
Who are these people? They look familiar. Like, I can see. I know them from somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain it, but I feel like I've seen them.
She also said, when's the merch dropping? It's coming soon, guys. Just kidding. We actually have no plans.
Yeah, not right now. What's her? I don't know who her username is.
But if you guys ever want to be bro of the week, head on over to lucasandjacob.com and join the top tier of the Patreon, and you too could be the bro of the mother effing week, just like Juliana.
Yeah, thanks, Juliana, for supporting. I couldn't find the K-Wiz conversation, but I just had to flex on you guys and say, like, she DM'd me. And if for some reason you're like, wait, who is K-Wiz? You might have heard her hit song. She has another hit song. How does it go? Yes, bitch. I walk in the club like, yes, bitch.
Okay, then she has one. I don't want to take you, man.
That's my favorite.
He be with you and my best friends. He's in the club all drunk and shit.
Oh, he's trying to fucking fuck a bitch.
Oh, yeah, saying fucking fuck a bitch, that just, like, hit so hard.
I know, I love adding, like, so many F-bombs.
Like, he's not trying, he's not just trying to fuck a bitch, he's trying to fucking fuck a bitch.
Yeah, it adds a whole nother layer.
I know, she did that. But, what are we doing this week?
Okay, this week is just, like, we both just chose three of our interests. I'm joking. No, we just have, we just thought, like, let's talk about the news, you know?
Yeah, we want to talk about some current events and, yeah, just talk about, everyone wants our take on the news, so we'll give you our hot take.
Yeah, everyone says, like, I watch Fox News, so we're just going to give our take on, like, what Fox News is saying this week.
all of our listeners listen to Fox News.
I'm just joking.
Yeah, but yeah, so you don't have to watch the news because you've got the bro show. We're going to update you on everything that matters.
Mm-hmm. Yep. First, let's get into money and finance.
Oh, what's going on in the finance world?
Oh, Dogecoin is rising to 60 cents.
Oh, yeah.
The crypto world is just going crazy. Literally, if I bought a Ethereum a week ago, it would have been $2,900, but now it's $3,400. So Ethereum is rich. I don't.
Should we give an update to our portfolios?
Oh, should we?
Yeah, was that two episodes ago where we talked about our portfolios? Me and Jacob are investors now, and that's like kind of our main thing is like investing. So, yes, how much have you made? You put in 100.
Let's see. Mine, I just like I'm not proud. It just is. I mean, obviously, stocks are supposed to be long-term, but, I mean, it just is staying the same. And, yes, a dollar. A dollar's a dollar, but it's only at $1.51. The highest it's ever been was at $102.50. When it was at $102.50, I was like, yeah, I'm a millionaire. I'm probably going to drop out of school and stuff. I'm not in school. You know, like, all that stuff. Dumb rich, but then it went down to 101 and now I'm not rich.
Oh yeah, so let's check on my Dogecoin that I had. So I put in 350 and I'm currently at 686.
Oh my god.
So I've almost doubled my money with the Doge. Yeah, I'm doing really good. And I might not be able to do every week of the podcast because I'll be kind of busy with my investing. So it'll be like kind of the Jacob podcast, but I'll pop in every now and then. Because like,
you're going to start quitting YouTube like, at the same time too.
I've doubled my money. So yeah. I remember last time we talked about our portfolios, mine was so down. But like now I'm thriving, you know? But then it's just the scary thing of like, when do you sell? Because what if the hype on Doge will eventually die?
I feel like with Doge, I would sell at a dollar, but then there's this other world. Well, what if Doge actually turns into, like, it is one of the main cryptos right now, but what if it turns into one of the main cryptos?
Oh, yeah.
Well, in, like, 5 years, it's worth, like, 40 grand, like, even 10 grand. That's insane.
Oh, yeah. I honestly don't know what to do. All I know is that, like, it's my whole life now.
I know. That's scary. There's a piece of hair on your cheek.
I feel like I need to go pee for a second and like find out what's going on with my eye.
Because there's a piece of hair on your face. Oh, you're flustered.
Yeah, I will be right back. Okay, we're back.
Yeah, I feel so much better, too.
Oh, thank the Lord.
I didn't realize I needed to go pee, but then my bladder was like, push it, baby.
I picked the boogers out of my eye, too.
You had boogers in your eyes?
Yeah, some reason there was like boogers forming in the corner.
That only happens sometimes to me.
I feel like every day I'm picking up boogers in my eyes. Is that normal?
I don't know. I can't recall the last time, but it's probably like once a week or something. But my annoying thing is when I wake up is, this is my annoying thing. So every night I put a thick layer of Aquaphor on my lips. It doesn't have to be Aquaphor. It can be like Vaseline, whatever. This is for me.
Wait, you sometimes put Vaseline on?
Yeah, it's the same shit, basically, I think.
I'm an Aquaphor boy.
But then when I wake up, this is gross white film inside of my lips. And I have to do this.
Oh my God, I put Aquaphor on my lips too, but somehow that doesn't happen. I feel like my lips like eat the Aquaphor. Like I just need more Aquaphor by the time I wake up.
I mean, I think I sometimes eat Aquaphor and it's whale.
Oh yeah, it's probably fine.
Yeah, I mean, I just think about it like it just puts like it makes everything go through in my body better because it's like a layer of slime.
Oh yeah, you know? But yeah, if any of you guys are struggling with chapped lips out there, do not use chapstick. It's a scam. I think everyone already knows this. Aquaphor is the way to go. It's the only thing that truly heals your lips.
Yeah, I mean, if you use Aquaphor at night, you don't need to wear anything during the day.
Well, I put stuff on after I take a shower.
I don't even do that, and I just have
really?
Moisturized lips, and people always compliment me, saying, your lips are so moisturized and big.
I always put on Aquaphor after I'm done showering in the morning. And then, like, sometimes I do videos. Remember, there's some people say, oh my God, do you have lip gloss on? But then I remember there was one guy who was actually mad, and he was like, I don't know what you're doing, but like, it looks like you have chicken grease on your lips and all this stuff. And it's like, why are you so mad? Why do you care what my lips look like?
I know. It's like,
I thought you were watching me for the entertainment.
People just get too mad easily.
I know, but I guess he was just, everyone watches me for my lips, but now I know.
But so, yeah, that's the end of the finance part of the podcast.
Oh, yeah. So what's your first news thing you have to share with the bros?
Okay, I'll go in order. I have exactly three. Oh, this is a big one. Twitter now has a tip jar.
Oh, I feel like I've seen this on like the outlines of my eyes as I'm scrolling. Like that, people are saying tip jar, but what is it? I don't know anything about it.
So, from my research, this is what's gonna happen. Twitter already started introducing it. I'm pretty sure, but they're gonna give I'm guessing everyone. Like what I'm guessing is when you start an account, you can edit it. You can make you have a tip jar or not.
Yeah.
And then I guess if people like your tweet, they can. So people can tip you through other sources. So Twitter. So this is the cool part of it, which I'm actually worded out that Twitter did this. Twitter doesn't take any of the money that you get from tips.
I'm like, what? So, they're doing it for fun?
Yeah, so if someone tips you, they can tip you through like five different websites and apps. Like Venmo is one of them.
PayPal.
So, yeah, that's probably one. And then, yeah, so I guess people can give you money on Twitter. And I just don't know if people are going to use it, but that's cool. But
wait, that's the weird thing to me is why isn't Twitter taking a cut? Because like what's in it for them? You know what I mean? Are they still somehow getting a cut, do you think, from like Venmo?
Well, they said that it said that none of the money, it just is if you Venmo someone, the money just goes in the Venmo.
Oh my God. Twitter just trying to like be nice.
But someone also said, I remember that Twitter's going to start introducing like those Patreon, OnlyFans.
Yeah.
They're going to make their own subscription service.
Oh.
Well, not a subscription service, but if you want to make your account a subscription service, you can.
I guess like that's even a YouTube feature.
Oh, that's true.
Or like some people have like I never have joined one, but yeah, some people have like a secret YouTube. I think it's kind of like Patreon basically. Like they do extra videos and stuff.
Yeah.
Live streams.
I'm just excited for the tip job because I want to like use it once and see people do give me money. I just want to know.
But then I feel like so embarrassed because like you think your tweets are that good.
Oh yeah.
It's like funny tweeting like the dumbest thing. Like I just ate a granola bar and then like below it's like, do you want a tip?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's like when like every account gets this tip jar, every tweet of mine's gonna be like, yeah, like if you want to tip me $100.
I'll just be like, happy Friday. And then I'll be like, how much do you want to tip? It's like, boom, we didn't do anything.
I feel like there has
to be something else. Like, is it a thing where, like, you tip and then you can DM them or something? Or is it, like, an OnlyFans thing where, like, you tip and you get, like, a photo of their feet? Or, like, what is it?
When I read about it, it made it just seem like you could go on someone's tweet and then tip them.
Oh.
So, like, I don't know. I'm just excited to see how this plays out.
I'm excited to see, like, what it's used for. Like, I feel like it will have a use. But, like, just hearing about it, I'm like, what? But I'm sure it'll have a way. Couldn't it also be, like, a GoFundMe?
That's thing, like, what just came into my mind when you said that.
Like, my mom's car broke down, like, tip.
I'm always on Twitter, and there's those big tweets with, like, 100,000 likes, and it's people saying, like, one of my family members got in a car crash, and then they link the GoFundMe.
Yeah.
But that's actually... Maybe that's one of the reasons, because then they can just link their Venmo or something, and then they don't even have to, does GoFundMe take a cut? I don't know.
Oh my God.
But yeah, but then there's also probably just like influencers and famous people that are like, I guess might as well accept the tips.
I have followed some people who like, they do funny tweets, and they've said like, by the way, like I want to like get Uber Eats tonight, but like anyone Venmo me, and then like people do Venmo them. So like, it'll be perfect for those types of people.
Oh yeah, because, okay.
I guess if you're tweeting all day, every day, maybe they're just like, I'm your entertainment all day. Like, okay, like I want pizza.
Yeah, because
I want like tacos for dinner. So can you, I want to like get delivered.
Oh yeah, like, yeah. So it will be useful though, that type of stuff. And then, who knows, like, maybe, like, I'll just always start using the tip jar and then, like, become so rich. Yeah, I just thought that was funny that Twitter's having a tip jar because it's interesting. And then also, like, are people willing to spend the money? I just want to know.
And I'm excited to see how that pans out. So is it being introduced to certain accounts or is it?
Yeah, I think it's being introduced to certain accounts.
Yeah, maybe it'll be one of those features where like it's a huge thing. Or, you know, like the Twitter audio where like, who's ever going to use that?
Oh, yeah,
you know?
And then Twitter also has their own version of that one app where people do podcasts. Clubhouse. Yeah, I saw it on my feed. And then, but.
Also, Twitter has stories.
Oh, yeah, but I never use those.
Neither.
So when Instagram introduced stories, I was like, this is dumb. But then I liked it. But then with Twitter, it's like, But something
maybe
else
it'll be a thing though. But I just feel like, how can you watch stories on all these platforms?
Yeah, it's just too much. And then something,
it's stressful.
Something else with the tip jars, like you were saying, I feel like they should do tip jars. Just the way that I see it is like, if someone wants to tip of because they think it's funny enough, do it. But then also they should do what you were saying. So you'd see a tweet, and the photo or tweet is locked. If you want to. And then people could use it for, like, nudes and stuff. And then, like, not even nudes, though. It could just be, oh, no, like, I could. And then, like, if you want to unlock it, you have to Venmo them, like, $1.
They probably will do that. Because they're probably thinking, like, OnlyFans is making so much money. Like, isn't Twitter already allows, like, porn, so they might as well get into it. And also, it'll be, like, you don't have to use it for porn. Like, it also just be, like, oh, an album reveal or a book cover reveal, you know?
I am so scared, though, because I feel like it's going to get to a point where I can't go on the internet without spending like $100 in an hour. Because like...
Because you have to look at all these...
What if you went on like Twitter and like everything was just lock.
Oh, that'd be annoying if like Lady Gaga was like, the new single's out, but like it's going to come out in 2 months for everyone else. But if you want to hear it now, it's like, well, obviously I'll pay the $300.
I know. And it's like...
I'm getting $300.
Part of me would be like, I wouldn't pay the $300, but I would be like, Luke is like, do you want to split it?
I'll split it with some other people too. Get some other people involved.
Yeah, because I just wouldn't want to play this.
Okay, that's the funniest... This isn't even like that sort of thing, but on our Patreon there's some people who share accounts.
I'm like
go off, like get as many people as you want on one account.
What's the point of not?
I know.
It's like the same with like Hulu and Netflix.
Oh yeah.
Let's talk about ShipStation. So you started your online store, you're doing what you love, selling products people want, and orders are coming in fast. Now the hard part, shipping those products out. Luckily, ShipStation makes it easy. With ShipStation, it's simple to import, manage, and ship your orders out fast for a lot less money. It's no wonder ShipStation is the number one shipping software for e-commerce sellers with more 5-star reviews than anyone else. With ShipStation, you can import orders from any sales channel, ship with any carrier using our deeply discounted rates, and automate just about any shipping task. Spend a lot less time on shipping and a lot more time growing your business.
No matter where you're selling, Amazon, Etsy, your own website, ShipStation funnels all of your orders into one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even on your cell phone. You'll even get access to amazing discounts with major carriers, including UPS, FedEx, and USPS. You'll easily be able to compare carriers and choose the best solution every time. With ShipStation, small businesses can now access the same rates usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies without the contracts or commitments.
I absolutely love that ShipStation is making that available to everyone. Okay, now it's time to ship more in less time. Just use code LucasJacob to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free of no hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in Lucas Jacob. That's ShipStation.com. Enter offer code Lucas Jacob. Make ship happen.
Woo! Okay, my first news story for everyone to learn about is new Subway sandwiches are a safety hazard.
So this doesn't have to do with the tuna sandwich, or does it?
I never heard an update. We talked about the tuna sandwich from Subway, which allegedly isn't tuna. And then we've also heard that their bread is allegedly made out of yoga mats. But I haven't heard any updates on that front. But according to eatthis.com, Subway's new sandwich melts are a hazard to those making them and a hazard to the equipment they're made in, says the North American Association of Subway Franchises. They said, we are incredibly disappointed in FWH leadership's plans to move full steam ahead with this launch before these significant issues are resolved. But meanwhile, Subway claims the melts have gone through sufficient testing and they aren't a harm to anyone. I'm confused. So Subway's an entity, and then they also have an association of Subway franchises that can fight against them. I think that's what's going on.
Oh, so there's like Subway's one company, but there's like two separate
There's like another company that is like looks out for the franchises, I guess.
Oh, okay. So why is it dangerous for the people making it? Like, I guess kind of almost blown their hands.
You think it like it ruins a toaster oven first of all, so like it's ruining the franchise's equipment, and then like yeah, I think it like burned a few people.
I mean, that is annoying.
And they said like also it's just like annoying to customize these new sandwiches because like it's a melt, and they're like if people ask for like certain customizations, like it's just really gonna like make the line even longer and like. So they're really stressed and stuff.
So what I'm guessing, it's like a frozen sandwich?
I don't know.
That's what I pitch you about.
But I want to try one of these melts now, because like if it's causing this much harm, like it better at least taste so good.
But can you picture picking up the melt and the melt, and the local is like so mad at you? It's like, oh, bitch, yeah. We broke the toaster, now my boss is mad.
And my employee like burned his leg off.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully that isn't actually... I don't know what the harm actually was to people, but Subway is claiming it's all fine. And so if you work at any Subway franchise, let us know below. Like, is there so much drama going on? People are like, I don't want to do the effing melts. But then the customers are asking for them.
Yeah, I picture there is. I feel like Subway is just, I don't know, it's a weird company because, like, there's so many of them. And then, like...
Oh, yeah.
It just is, I don't know. I've watched so many videos about Subway.
Is Subway the one that was infested with rodents?
Ew. No, that was, it was a Chipotle in New York.
Oh, that was Chipotle. It also is funny how Chipotle, wait, like...
go back to the tab. There was one, like, Subway infested with rats. Okay, just don't ever Google stuff. Subway rats are worse than you think.
Oh, it's Subway lines in Manhattan. Like, the train.
Oh.
Okay, but I thought... Yeah, my... Yeah, so all this is alleged. Don't sue us. but my thing is, like, even if... Like, obviously, if it's harming the employees, that's really bad. But on the separate thing of, like, is it really tuna and, like... Is the bread made out of yoga mats? I feel like that isn't that concerning because it's like, it still tastes good. So.
Plus, I feel like it isn't actually concerning and I don't understand why it even matters because at the end of the day, like when I get any fast food, it is kind of a thing where it's like, I just like the taste. It's,
oh, yeah.
Like, it'd be another thing if I learned that the chicken that I got from the grocery store is fake, is plastic chicken. Then I'd be like, wait, what the fuck? But this is like, I don't know. So... I mean, my solution with the melts is, like, I want them to have melts. I've never had them, but they sound effing good.
I know, it sounds good, but I just don't want it to harm anyone.
Yeah.
And also, like, if it's breaking the toaster ovens, like, that's just annoying.
But then, there's some Subways where they make pizza. So how do they make the pizza?
Wait, there is? Or is that, those ones are connected to a Pizza Hut?
Well, no, because our sister brought a Subway pizza over once. Her husband brought it over.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, I tasted it and it was good, but I just think it's, oh no, it is weird. It was good though. But
sorry,
just,
I'm turning down the air.
Oh.
It's getting hot. I, for some reason, have the heat on.
This brings me to my topic that I probably mentioned 500 times throughout my life. So I don't know what the specific definition for this type of restaurant, fast food establishment is, but the places where you get to pick things out for certain food. So like Chipotle type places, Subway.
Oh yeah, where there's like a line.
Oh yeah, and then another one would be Sweetgreen, because you get to pick out your salad.
Oh yeah.
Why isn't there one of those places with pasta? I want a place where
there has to be.
And it's every type of pasta. Chinese pasta, Italian pasta. Like I want to be a place where you get noodles, you get the red sauce, or Alfredo sauce, whatever. You can also make, you can also get any type of noodles. Lasagna.
Wait, was there a bug that flew through your
spit?
Oh my, your spit flew. And also,
but Thai noodles. I want everything.
I'm trying to Google. Let me see. Chipotle type restaurant for pasta.
And there's also Blaze Pizza, which is the same shit where you make a pizza, but there's not pasta.
Oh my God. Why it's so hard to build the Chipotle of pasta? Eater.com.
Wait, I want to know. Let's just hurry and skim through this.
What?
Well, you told me that you ate at one in LA once.
Did I?
Did you not, though?
I was just saying Noodles and Company is kind of that.
Not really.
Also, though. We ate at a buffet in Las Vegas, which had a pasta line. Remember?
Oh, it did?
You could, like, add stuff in your pasta. Remember the macaroni line?
Oh, yeah, that was kind of like it, I guess.
Oh, my God. This fast-growing Midwest chain answers the question, what would Chipotle, but for Italian food, look like?
Wish. It's in the Midwest, too.
Paella Italian street food. Where is the closest one?
Oh, my gosh.
We need to go here. Yeah, I'm searching locations.
I'm so excited right now. I want to look at the menu, too.
Oh my God, I'm gonna turn it on so you guys can see. Okay, look, we're at the Paeta. Hopefully that's how you say it.
If you guys have tried this, please leave a comment.
Oh, the closest one is like Minnesota.
Bitch, this is in the Midwest. I guess it is.
But there is one in Minneapolis. So like if we ever go there, I'm eating this.
Pull up the menu. Let's look at the menu. Oh my gosh, I just ate lunch, but I'm done.
Wait, why can't you see a menu? I hate when websites are like this.
Because you have to fake order online. It's
I hate
annoying.
This, though. Yeah, you go to these fast food restaurants, and they won't let you look at just the menu. You have to look at this certain location's menu. Then, pretend like you're doing an online pickup.
And then it's always stressful because it's like, I don't want to accidentally order.
And it's like, what if I just want to look at the effing menu?
Dumbass.
God, I'm effing done.
Oh, Pete. I don't know what a
Wait, these pastas are already made, though. So this isn't really Chipotle.
Oh, wait. Go to, like, the... Is it, like, build your
own? Oh, create your own pasta.
Oh, wait. Create one.
I don't know. What? Oh, my God. It's $7. Okay, so first of all, you have grill items. Grilled chicken, grilled steak, grilled chicken fritti.
Oh, so I feel like that'd be more like...
Ooh.
Hot fried chicken.
Ooh, or salmon. Calamari. Okay, squid.
Let's do hot fried chicken.
I'd probably do calamari because I'm more like...
Oh, you can do calamari.
I'm more adventurous. Oh, how about both? Oh, yeah, we added both. That's so gross. It's hot fried chicken and calamari. Okay, then choose your pasta. You can have either a penne or spaghetti.
I would rather a penne for my...
I hate spaghetti. Who wants to eat with actual long noodles?
I like spaghetti, but I hate it because you always just... It feels like you're in a rush and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking
okay, let's look at the sauces. Parmesan Alfredo, Pomodoro Diavolo. Where's just like the red sauce?
Wait, spicy ranch on noodles? That's disgusting.
What?
Let's just do pomodoro. No, but then basil's kind of good, though.
Oh.
Let's do both.
Oh, yeah, add both. This is going to be expensive. Okay, now toppings. There's avocado, artichokes, mozzarella.
Oh, I'm ready for all of this.
For some reason, like, I'm not that excited about this dish. But then again, like, what else can you put in pasta?
No, yeah, okay. Like, when I mentioned it, the thing that turned me off with this place, and I still want to try it, though, and, like, all the love, but I wish they had more sauces. They don't just have, like... They should just have just like a normal
marinara.
But I don't know what pomelo is.
But if anyone's been, please let us know what it's like. But I'm glad to know that exists. Let's get Paeta street food expanding to more locations.
I know. And by the way, it was $11.67 for that dish. So I'd say, you know, it's like...
And I got a small. But it's because we added like two of everything.
I know. No one wants calamari and...
Yeah, also, calamari's one of the most expensive items you could get. And
wait,
we got
they
it.
Have salmon, though?
Yeah.
Nothing good.
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay. Go off, Paimata.
I'm proud of you. I'm glad that.
Well, that was my news story, the Subway shit.
Okay, my next one. Are you done with everything then?
Yeah, that's all I have to say about Subway.
Okay, my next one is, now you guys probably have heard about this, and it's a really big story. Bill Gates got divorced with his wife, Melinda something.
Melinda Gates. I don't know what her maiden name is.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to think of a maiden name. I don't know. But
okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's just, it's interesting because like he's like the richest, second richest guy in the world.
Oh, yeah. Like when I saw it, I was just like, oh. But then like apparently they've been together so long, so it's a big deal.
Oh, yeah. Because when I saw it, I was like, I remember somewhere that they've been married for like so many years. But then I kind of thought like, you know, like what they always say, like, more money, more problems.
Oh, yeah, money can't buy you happiness. You probably thought, oh, if I find the person I love and we're the richest people in the world, we'll be together forever. Nope. Still wasn't good enough.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to know what happened. I mean, if I'm being honest, I don't have much to say. I just wanted to say the richest person in the world got
I did
divorced.
See on Twitter, there was like these headlines saying, Melinda Gates is now officially a billionaire. And people were like, what? Like, hasn't she already been? And they were saying it was like sexist. They were like... Wasn't she already a billionaire?
Oh, yeah, because wasn't she?
So they're trying to make it seem like she stole all of his money.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. Like, was she part of the companies?
Honestly, I have no idea.
Because I'm pretty sure on Twitter there was headlines the same thing when Jeff Bezos and his wife got divorced. But then people were like, boo, like, she helped create Amazon.
Oh, yeah, because, yeah, and then...
But I don't know the actual story, but...
Yeah, I know it's, like, the Jeff Bezos, like, she helped, but, yeah.
But then the media made it seem like, oh, my God, she scammed, like, the divorce.
Oh, yeah. There was some, There was, like, a few funny tweets of, like, people saying, hey, Bill. And, like,
oh, yeah. I saw so many of those being, like, yeah, like, when you're single at the same time as him.
Yeah, so that's the story, my story.
Oh, my God. Well, how sad. Let's see. Oh, this one's about our state. Nebraska launches beef passport program to promote meat eating.
What does beef passport mean?
I guess, like, first of all, the governor of Nebraska, Pete Ricketts, I guess he was mad because, well, he got kind of just annoyed because the Colorado governor was encouraging Colorado residents, like, oh, maybe on certain days we won't eat as much meat and stuff. Like, we can all just, like, try to reduce our consumption. So he got all mad and was like, oh, we're going to, like, eat more meat on those days to, like, cancel it out. We didn't exactly say that, but he wanted to, like, start, like, National Meat Eating Day. And then he wants to start a beef passport, which his thing about beef is he said 3 ounces of beef has more protein than 3 cups of quinoa. And who wants to eat 3 cups of quinoa anyway? So he's like, just eat some beef. And then he also said, this beef program, like, it's going to require restaurant patrons. Like, if they order a beef item off the menu, they'll earn stamps. And then they can submit those stamps to the Nebraska Beef Council for the chance to win prizes. Including,
wait, is this an actual thing or is it just like...
I swear, according to AP News. Well, it's just this is what the beef passport is. And the prizes, one of the prizes is a high-end cooler full of meat. So we basically are just like living in like the meat state.
Oh my gosh, that's like
one big like beef state.
I mean, you just have to laugh because it just sounds like a joke from a movie or something. Like if you eat beef, you get extra points or something.
I know you can win prizes.
Yeah, like in like this isn't controversial. Like this shouldn't be. In my world, it just is like if someone wants to be vegan, hell yes. If someone wants to eat meat and be a carnivore, omnivore, whatever the hell yes.
Yeah, it's like, why do you either have to be a fight between the two?
I know, it's like, why does it matter? But with that being said, I am going to try to win the cooler.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to like eat beef every day and like try to win this cooler of the meat.
I'm going to go to every restaurant and get like double beef and everything.
I know, and like buy high-end meat, like it better be effing like high-end. Like I'm expecting, I don't even know what, Wagyu?
Oh, yeah. I don't think I've had it. Maybe I have, but like I want that type of never. Shit.
It's like the thing at Maestro's that's like 250 per 3 ounces or something.
For real?
Yeah, and like they say like the cows were like massaged or something.
You can order it to get delivered to your house, I saw. I saw it in this YouTube video.
From Maestro's?
Watching. No, like you can order it from, like, it's an actual company like Wagyu Steak.
Oh my God. But yeah, that's what that was some news that you might not have known. Nebraska is having a beef passport.
Okay, well, you guys will see me on the news hearing me be the winner.
The beef state.
I wonder if it's actually going to happen. Like, I wonder if...
I think it
if
is.
If someone's going to, like...
I think he already, like, launched it, I think.
Oh, I mean...
Because I think he just was like, oh, yeah, with the beef passport.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe he is just campaigning for it. I didn't look at it.
I think it is the biggest... I think we have the most cows or something. I'm involved, but, you know...
Well, that was his, like, fight, because he was saying, like, Nebraska, like, if people started eating beef, like, it'll be really bad for the state or something. So he's trying to just, like, really fight for beef.
Okay. I mean, maybe I don't know. Okay. My news story is, okay, so I saw on Twitter and on other places that Coldplay might have copied Lady Gaga.
What?
So I honestly waited to look at any of the proof until now. I've maybe looked at a few proofs, a few pictures because I just had to. But we pull up an article, Lady Gaga.
And this is uprocks.com.
And let's just see if we think they copied them.
Okay. Yeah. So Coldplay. I didn't hear about this.
Well, yeah, people think that Coldplay is copying some of Lady Gaga's latest album, Promotion Tactics, Chromatica, and like having the same aesthetic and shit.
Okay, so although they haven't officially announced it yet, it's clear that Coldplay is in the midst of rolling out a new album. Okay, they've teased something called Alien Radio, which included its own written language, and now it looks like a fictional planet named Chaotica is involved as well, which quickly drew backlash from Lady Gaga fans, who feel Coldplay's new era feels a little bit too similar to the Chromatica campaign. Okay, yeah, because Chromatica's a planet, right?
Yeah. So it's like a planet of just love and stuff. I don't know.
Oh, and this
exactly.
Is Chaotica. Chaotica, Chromatica.
Yeah, so this is what I did know about. They both created their own planet, which like to me that isn't copying.
Oh yeah, but then people said the CD features an image of the Chaotica planet, and Gaga fans aren't pleased with how much the pink sphere looks like Chromatica.
Oh, I mean, because
oh, yeah. I can see the similarities.
Okay.
Because you know what I mean? Like, even the font. Is that true, the font being the same? Chaotica, Chromatica?
Oh, wait. Yeah, it does look the exact same.
What?
Oh, and then this picture, I did see that one. The one where they both have promotional billboards or whatever, but they look the same.
What?
I mean, I think it is crazy that they're similar, but I don't know if they copied. I'm not gonna...
Oh, then it says Coldplay fans are fighting back saying the band has used space-themed imagery for years.
Yeah, so it might just be a thing where...
Yeah, I don't know.
Coincidental. You know, one of those things.
Yeah, I don't know.
We have to get the CEO of Comatica up on here and see what they think. The governor or the president.
And then people are also fighting back that lady, that Ariana used planet interplanetary stuff. Oh, Doja Cat has Planet Her coming out.
Yeah, I mean, it is odd that they kind of look the same, like the promotional billboards cover. But what's going to be my stance on this issue?
For some reason, I don't really have a stance.
Yeah,
I feel like Lady Gaga wouldn't care.
Yeah, so my stance is I'm going to say they aren't copying just because I feel like it isn't that big of a deal. But
if Lady Gaga gets pissed, then I'll start being pissed.
That's what I mean. Like, okay, so I don't think it's a big deal, but if Lady Gaga tweets tomorrow, like, it's not cool what you did, Coldplay, I won't actually be mad, but I'll be like, oh, that is kind of shady then.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it all depends what the artist thinks.
Yeah, but as of now, I'm staying neutral.
Yeah, like, I still like Vita DeVita and stuff.
Real quick, we're going to talk about BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? This past year has been rough for so many, and BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. There is a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas.
BetterHelp is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with the traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so they can make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today.
Visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily. Visit betterhelp.com/LucasJacob. That's Better HELP. And join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselor in all 50 states.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and all of the listeners of Lucas and Jacob the Bro Show get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/LucasJacob.
Okay, let me see what my next news story is. This is my last breaking news.
Breaking news.
Oh, I guess people in Rome were freaking out because there was a pizza vending machine.
Oh, like there was years ago, back in like 2010, I think. I forgot, it was on YouTube or something where they showed this pizza machine in another country, and I was like, wow, that's so cool because it made the pizza and it heated it up and then it came out.
Oh, yeah. Because, like, obviously Italian food, they're like, it needs to be made by a person, not a machine. So they're, like, so mad.
Oh, yeah.
Because they said Raphael Esposito, maybe didn't say that right, the 19th century Neapolitan credited with inventing Italy's most famous type of pizza, may be turning in his grave over this. Rome has new pizza vending machines, which slides out newly cooked pizzas in just 3 minutes.
So the real question is, who is behind these pizza machines? Because what if it's like a professional pizza artist?
I don't know. Apparently it's called Mr. Go Pizza, and the machine kneads and tops the dough, and customers can watch the pizza cook behind a small glass window. Honestly, it sounds kind of cool.
I don't get why this hasn't been introduced, like, somewhere in the U.S. because I feel like when isn't it like a thing like the U.S. is so obese, so like I just picture it to be here rather than there.
Oh yeah, I think. And then when YouTubers have gone to Japan, there's like a whole vending machine alley. Where, like, that's there's a cool. vending machine, like, everything.
Vending machines are iconic. You have to give them that.
For some reason, there isn't. I guess, like, we just, there's already, like, Blaze and stuff, maybe?
Well, like.
No one really eats out of vending machines
here. I'm just
here.
Thinking about, like, I don't know where it would be. I'm trying to, I think it would just be, people are walking around. I don't know where. And there's just a vending machine for pizza. But at the same time, well, when they put them in Rome, where were they? Did the article say?
It didn't say. It just said, like, people were mad because they're like, we have the pizza capital.
Yeah, I mean, it for sure is not as good as an actual pizza, I'm guessing. It's kind of more of like a $5, like, paper pizza.
For some reason, I feel like that wouldn't actually get that much business. Because, like, thinking back, do you remember in L.A. by the Beverly Center, there was that orange juice vending machine?
There was?
Yeah, it was like an orange juice where it would freshly squeeze orange juice
that
for
was
you.
Cool.
I never once saw anyone using it. No one used it, ever. Yeah. And, like, I never once, I remember looking at it and thinking, like, oh, that'd be cool to, like, watch it squeeze the orange, but, like, I would never use it.
That's what is weird because, yeah, I mean, it's kind of what you're saying. Like, I remember walking past it, you'd be like, that's so cool, I want to use it. But then I just never did. It didn't
realize I know.
It was just like, what's the point?
Yeah, it's just like, yeah.
So I honestly don't think pizza vending machines will be a bit. I can't,
also,
at least, I don't know.
Orange juice seems so random. Like, is anyone really craving orange juice that bad?
Yeah, I feel like if you're going to do that, like, do a milkshake or something.
Yeah, like, orange juice?
Or you could do a vending machine for coffee. This is my Shark Tank deal. Like, coffee is so huge.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's kind of a thing at gas stations.
It is? Oh, yeah, but like, it's not a vending machine because you have to make it yourself. But
I swear I've seen one. You like
have?
A hotel or something.
That's cool. A coffee machine.
Where like you just click a button and then it does.
Oh, well, I was thinking about like somehow, so like it's formatted the same. You click vanilla latte or whatever. Mm. Or you can like choose like salt and things to put in your drink. And then there's a glass window. And you can like see them like pull the coffee and pull the milk in. And
oh, that would be cool.
A thing shaking it. And then it also be cool like a boba machine.
Oh, yeah.
Vending machine. I feel like these are things, but it'd be cool if they got more popular.
Or like hot dog machine.
I feel like hot dogs are so easy, though.
And I feel like it just like have a bun, like slap the hot dog in, like make a boing sound effect, like boing. Oh. And then like it spray like the ketchup all over it.
Yeah, talking about vending machines, I feel like the key to it is making it very cartoonish. Like, if there is a hot dog machine, I want when they put the ketchup on to make it look, like, fake. Like, I want the ketchup to look so satisfying when it's put on the
and
hot
maybe
dog.
Maybe, like, a voiceover, too, of, like, a cartoon thing, like you said. Like, hey, all, welcome to the hot dog factory.
Yeah, like, that stuff just would make me want to get it more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel for those people in Rome.
Oh, yeah.
I do. So, next up, the very last thing is Lil Michaela.
Oh, okay.
She's the popular, I'll call her digital avatar influencer.
Yeah, she's like just an AI girl.
Yeah, the first time I heard about her was from a Shane Dawson conspiracy video. I forgot what the conspiracy was, but I remember being like, whoa, that's crazy. Like, and then I Googled other digital influencers. Well, avatar influencers, just fake people that are influencers. Like, they're not even real. Just created from AI or whatever. And there's not much that I could find. But if you go to her Instagram, I feel like I saw photos where it looked like she was friends with other.
Okay, here she is.
There was one photo where it looked like she was hanging out with another avatar. But
it's so weird because, like, she looks real, but like not all the way. It's like Polar Express vibes, you know, that weird Polar Express animation.
Yeah, what looks, yeah, because my thing with Lil Michaela is it, like, if someone showed me this, I'm obviously gonna say it's fake. Yeah. But it is very interesting.
But I almost think the body is real. Like, I feel like they have a model, or like maybe the person who created it is the model, and like they just photoshopped the head, because I feel like the body is real.
Because when you look at the photos, when you look under the head, it always does look real. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's the same model each time or, like, yeah. Also, like, whoever created her, I wonder, like, how much money she makes a year. Like, does she do so many brand deals?
Well, when I was Googling her, there was something about, like, because there's a bunch of articles about, oh, and there was one, like, big campaign she did.
Oh, yeah. Didn't she do, like, a really big campaign with, like, a model?
I don't know if it was, like, Nike or something.
Adidas or something.
Yeah, well, it's, like, people, and she has 3 million Instagram followers. Oh, yeah. Okay. Is this person an avatar?
Oh.
Because I don't, I think it is, right? Go to a profile.
It's so funny. She said big 19 again. Wait, so she turned 19 every year?
Oh, she'll always be 19. Wait, is that Golan Avatar or is I?
IMGL. Oh, let's see her. Oh, wait. Oh, that's like a clothing brand, I think. Let's see if we can find the actual ad of this girl.
I want to know because that's so. Oh, yeah, Nana. Nana Jacqueline. Oh, yeah. I don't know.
No, this is all different people, too.
But we are on a green side. She is an avatar, right?
Yeah, but like, who is this girl? Maybe they're trying to, like, oh, here she is. We found the other avatar. Her name is Bermuda is Bay.
Wait,
she almost has 300,000 followers.
Well, then, like, it kind of looks real, but it's fake.
Either she's a real person and, like, really edits her photos to look fake, or she's, like, little Michaela.
Yeah, I'm honestly not sure.
Oh, my God, there's more.
That's interesting. Yeah, because I mean, as weird as it sounds, like, I get it. Like, I mean, but it is weird, like, because she even has music. And even if the song was so good, it would feel so weird listening to the music.
Oh, yeah, but
that makes sense.
There are bands, though, which are fake.
Yeah. So Audis is a thing. I mean,
yeah. But that would be weird, like going to a concert of like a fake thing. Cause I feel like I would need to know who was behind it to actually be a fan. You know what I mean? Like if it was like, oh, like Marshmallow, like a DJ or like a producer created this thing, then I would think it would be more cool. Cause then I would like know what was behind it, you know?
Yeah. Like, or if like there was like, YouTuber that was an avatar and they were fake. Yeah. Like I don't want to know who's behind it. Like,
yeah.
Like, if it's, like, a comedian or something, because then it, like, I feel like I'm more, I'd rather follow someone if, like, there's something real to them that I know of.
Yeah, because otherwise if it was just, like, oh, a record label created them, then it isn't as cool.
Oh, it's just, like, so... oh, just from the industry. It's nothing.
Yeah. But, oh, my gosh.
Let's go to a YouTube channel.
I haven't seen her in a while. She's still slaying the Instagram game.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Like, who, this would take so much editing. It must just be someone who's so into, like, graphic design, right?
Yeah, because I'm assuming it would take so long to do that.
Oh, she even has an NFT. Wait, she does stories? How does she do stories?
Wait.
Oh, these are all just photos so far.
So none of them are, huh?
Okay. She was doing a Q&A. I just want to see if she ever, like, does a story where, like, she's in a video. That's not loading.
And then, like, it shows her moving. If you go to a YouTube channel, it will show her moving.
Oh, yeah, so she has... What one should we watch?
Yeah, she makes like videos like all the time, it looks like. Wait, virtual pop star Michaela sings Miley Cyrus and stuff.
Wait, she did the L thing, the singing so association challenge.
Introducing
like just fast forward through this because I want to see this
body wash for maximum recovery after exercise.
Yeah, so L has this thing where like you can sing, they say a word, and then you sing a song.
Feeling sorry, kiss and makeup.
Hi, I'm Michaela, and I'm gonna play a game of song association with L. I love that there are going to be people watching this video. Like, what? There's nothing wrong with the Wi-Fi.
It felt like, we're only 15 seconds in, but it feels like I'm watching, like, something from, like, the, like, 90s that was, like, one of those commercials for Disney Channel.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, it feels just, I don't know, it feels like they, like, have a script, which, like, I guess, I don't know. I mean, that's
I wonder who does the voice. Who does the voice of her? I wonder.
Maybe it's
like. Is there any information out?
Well,
robot, and she's bringing you.
I just want to hear when she sings.
So it goes like this: they're going to give me a word, and I'll have 10 seconds to sing or rap that word in a song. Wait, now I'm nervous. Yes, robots get nervous too. Okay, let's do this.
She just acknowledges.
I'm a machine. Your girl stays ready.
No wallop.
The vocal settings stay calibrated. Boss.
I think a fifth harmony.
I'm the biggest boss that you've seen thus far. I'm the biggest boss that you've seen thus far. Hey, to anyone in the comments.
For some reason, I feel like it might be like a really advanced face filter. Like, I feel like someone actually is there acting it out and talking, but then they just put a face filter on.
Yeah, I thought that too, but then her hands look even.
Oh,
like
they look digital too?
Like, just... Yeah, her hands look digital.
Oh, that's so weird.
Yeah, so my... Yeah, so I think for Instagram, it's an actual person. But then with the video, they couldn't do it. So it just, the whole thing is digital.
Oh, yeah. So I guess she's called a digital art model. So does anyone know who was she? Oh, it says who she was created by. She was created by Trevor McFredaries. Oh, that's cool. So there is, the creator is known. He's the technology, the co-founder and CEO of technology startup Brud and the creator of virtual pop star Michaela.
It sounds so futuristic.
It says a Gen Z icon. A Gen Z icon with millions of fans around the world. Oh my god, so it's all known now. Before, like when it was like a conspiracy theory, like no one knew.
Yeah, because when I was Googling it, I guess for the first couple of years, it was just like all unknown. So that's what I'm obviously led to the theories. Like, oh my gosh, like is it, I don't know what the theories, I forgot what the theories were, but that would obviously make people interested. But yeah, now it's all known and I wonder like if this is going to become more popular. I'm curious about it.
Oh yeah, that is cool. Cause like imagine if this already happened on YouTube in the beginning, Lonely Girl 15. She was like a YouTuber who was just a vlogger and no one knew she was like, it was scripted until it got like really crazy. And people were like, oh my God, it's scripted. But that'd be cool if there was a YouTuber who got really big who was all fake. Like, it was all created by, like, a company or something.
Oh, yeah. I've thought. So, I don't know if this has happened before, but it is weird that YouTube has been around for so long, and there hasn't been... So there's obviously people that have, like, rich parents, and they're, like... And they... Because I've heard, like, people, like, pay famous people to collab with them.
Yeah, I guess you could say, like, Olivia Jade, because, like, she was kind of... She obviously kind of had to work for it, but it was mostly just handed to her, because, like, her parents were famous, you know?
Yeah, but it is weird that there's not, like... I can't think of one, like, a YouTuber where, like, you were saying, like... Well, like, but then again, like, so what I'm saying is a YouTuber where a company just created them and it can be real or fake, but everything's fake.
Oh, yeah. How hasn't that happened yet? Because, like, people always talk about industry plants in the music industry. How come there hasn't been an industry plant in YouTube yet?
But then again, like, with the YouTubers I watch, I feel like people love authentic people.
But someone could just act it out to be authentic.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly am surprised that hasn't happened.
It happened with Lonely. I guess it already happened in the beginning, but, like, I want it to happen again because that sounds so funny.
Yeah, it would be so funny if there's... Posting got so big, like 5 million subscribers. And then 5 years down the line, they come out and then like say, yeah, it was all just like, it could be happening right now and we just don't know.
Oh my God. Yeah. These TikTokers. Charli D'Amelio could be an industry plant.
What if like somehow they like boosted her to the top?
Yeah. I kind of feel like you said, it really wouldn't work because YouTube viewers nowadays, I feel like if they really like if Emma Chamberlain was fake, like, I feel like they would have researched her so much that, like, it would have came out right away.
Yeah, honestly, it would be very tough. But with TikTok, I feel like, I honestly don't believe that these big TikTokers are industry plants.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
I mean, who knows? But I just, I could see it happening with TikTok more because...
Oh, yeah, or they'd have to be,
it's
like,
such
a...
such short-form content. I feel like there's less to be exposed with... Whereas YouTube, like, most videos are over 10 minutes. Like, there's so many times when, like, people could... look more deeper.
Oh my God. That needs to happen. I'm gonna start an industry plant on YouTube.
Oh yeah. Yeah, just like you with a wig.
No, or like find someone else, you know, hire an actor.
Oh yeah, like so yeah. I mean it would take
it'd be like a 20-year plan though, because it'd probably take like 5 years to get off the ground and like start getting views.
I know it would be very, because if you were a company that did that, you could get exposed right away because if you're buying ads on YouTube, people are gonna know. Because like if you buy views like the legal way, like it goes as a pre-roll ad, so then people will know because it will be a pre-roll ad and people will see it and be like, this person's just trying to get famous, so they're trying to buy views.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, maybe if you talk to the YouTube CEO.
All right, so go little Michaela, we stand.
I know, I might have to follow. And also, I take back what I said. I am down to listen to your music. You seem pretty sick.
We love little Michaela.
Little Michaela stands, come join.
So we have some emails to get to. Thank you guys for emailing us your drama and such.
If you want to email us drama, whatever, our email is lucasandjacobpodcast@gmail.com. We used to always promote it, but we just stopped. So yeah, send us drama, whatever, literally anything. We might read it.
This person wrote, "My mom hates you guys. Hello there, boys. I really love you and your channels, but my mom doesn't. She's concerned because pretty much every time she hears me listening to the podcast, you're talking about something like butt implants. She now thinks I'm going to go get surgery and is worried, but I already am thick anyway. She doesn't want me listening to you. What shall I tell her to ease her frights?"
Yeah, I mean, when I think about a podcast, I don't think we talk about butts that much, but mom is just walking in at the wrong time. I mean, you could just tell her that these boys, because you called us boys. I like saying boys. So it sounds, I think of like, I don't know, middle schoolers or something. But yeah, these boys just, they think it's funny.
Oh, yeah. Or just tell her, like, why are you only gravitating towards the butt implants part of the podcast? Because we'd be like, it's so much more than that. So, like, obviously something in you is, like, gravitating towards that, you know?
Maybe she wants butt implants.
Oh, yeah. And then, like, turn it all on her and be like, wait, so you don't want something? Do you like, want to, like, talk about this?
Basically, my advice is to be a gatekeeping, gaslighting goal boss about it.
Yeah, for sure. Good luck. Next up, Lucy is in, that's the subject. I know a girl named Lucy, and I hate her.
So this is probably, they emailed us because last week the bro of the week was named Lucy.
Wait, they don't hate that Lucy, right? No. Are they in a fight with her?
I think they're sending this because we said in the video, Lucy is such a cool,
oh,
in
the podcast. Triggered them into a comment, yeah, emailing this.
I want to hear though.
They said, I know a girl named Lucy, and I hate her for literally no reason. Like, I'm nice to her, but she has one of those faces that just bothers me. Like, you know those people who... you can't look away because their face is so annoying. Like, okay. She's not ugly. She just has an annoying face. Also, she stands really close to people and smells like fish. And I'm just like, girl, take a shower and get away. There's the pandemic. LOL. I'm mean. She's probably really nice, but I just don't like her. Ha ha ha.
I feel like we are witnessing like a bully email. Cyberbullying.
Yeah, I guess like...
I mean, okay... the first thing I thought of when, like, the first point when I wanted to talk during the email was, you know, when you see someone's face in there, it's just annoying. I honestly can't think of anyone, though. Let me try.
Yeah, I feel like it wouldn't be a face. That would only be like an attitude.
Yeah, so.
But maybe some people's faces exert, like, an emotion.
Yeah, like, I can't. Yeah, like, I get where you're coming from with, like, if someone has a certain, like, attitude or energy, it's just, like, annoying.
Yeah. But yeah. I guess. But I guess she didn't even ask for any advice. She just wanted to share.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that you're venting to us and not venting to Lucy herself.
Yeah, just avoid her. Yeah. Because she just triggers something deep inside of you.
Yeah, and it would be annoying if someone smelled like fish.
Yeah.
I just can't picture someone smelling like fish.
I know, that would be weird. Smelling like literal tuna?
Maybe, yeah, I don't. Yeah, I mean, thanks for venting to us. I'm glad I know.
Yeah, at
now.
Least you're venting to us and not her. You realize, okay, I'm thinking she's annoying, but I'm not going to tell her. I'm going to tell a podcast, which that's better than telling her and making her
that
feel bad.
That really shows your maturity. I would, yeah. I don't know if I'd do that. I might say it to them. I wouldn't. I'm not a badass.
We now have two Am I the Assholes. People sent Am I the Assholes.
So it's a subreddit where people just say, are they the asshole? But these people sent it to us. Yay.
They said, I am... who years? I think they meant 2 years. I'm 2 years out of high school and have been dating my boyfriend for just over a year. Him and my best friend live in the same suburb, which is about half an hour drive from my house. Her and I have grown a bit apart since quarantine and being in a relationship. She always makes passive aggressive comments towards me about not spending the majority of my time with her. She also gets annoyed with me if I go out to their suburb to see him and not see her while I'm there. But she hardly ever initiates making plans. Anyway, she started a job at a restaurant last week, and myself and my boyfriend went there to eat and support her. I gave her a $60 tip on a $340 meal. Oh, they said we live in South Africa. I was like, maybe the currency is different.
Oh, for a second. I was like,
you're rich.
Like, two people costed $340 in US dollars.
I was like, where does she work?
We should do that conversion because I want to know.
Oh, yeah, I kind of want to figure that out. But she said she doesn't say thank you for either the tip or us coming to her restaurant. Am I the asshole for feeling a bit annoyed at her? And should I say something? Okay, so let's say what $340 South African to American is.
Yeah, because I'm guessing it probably is a good amount then.
Oh, $24. Oh,
okay, that's a good amount for two meals.
Way better than $340.
Yeah, okay, so immediately I don't think you're the asshole.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like you're just being reasonable. You have a boyfriend, you've grown apart from this girl, and she's mad because you're spending more time with her, your boyfriend.
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like this happens a lot with friendships. From these emails and from, I don't know, from a bunch of stuff I watch, it seems like that, like, is like a common occurrence. Like, two people are friends, and then one of them starts dating someone, and they hang out with their the boyfriend to girlfriend more than the friend is mad. I mean, I feel like it just is part of life, unfortunately.
I guess make sure you aren't completely alienating all of your friends, though, just because of a relationship. You know, still make time. Like, even though you're just started dating him, you like are so in love, like, make sure you still make time for your friends, you know? But obviously, like, you might want to spend time with your boyfriend more. It's just how it is.
Oh, yeah, but, yeah, then, like, Lucas said, yeah, for sure, like, just don't only hang out with him, because then what if, like, you guys end up breaking up, and then it's like, oh, like, I literally have no friends now, because literally ghosted out of them.
And then she said, should I say something? Should she say something to this girl? From our expertise.
I mean, I don't know what you'd say, because I feel like it isn't anything too big. Like, it isn't anything you can call her out.
You could just say, like, are you mad at me? Like, you seemed kind of, like, cold when we were at the restaurant. Yeah. And then if she says no, be like, oh, I must have just made it up in my head.
But then it doesn't solve anything.
But then hopefully that would give her, like, the opportunity to say what she actually feels, this other girl.
Oh,
and, like,
yeah.
I am fucking mad because of all this fucking stuff, and maybe there's all this stuff you've done that you didn't even know.
Yeah, yeah. I guess that's really good advice.
But actually, good luck.
And I don't think you're the asshole, if you want to know one more time.
This one is, am I the asshole for punishing my sexually active parents for ruining my sleep schedule?
I haven't read this one, but I looked at, like, the line, and I thought it was funny, title.
Oh, yeah. So, I'm a 19-year-old female who lives at home because I'm taking online classes for college. My parents separated when I was 12. However, they've recently reconciled. This has been a big change for all of us, but the biggest change for me has been the obnoxious, grotesque, loud sex they've been having almost every night. This has been going on for a month, and I'm at my wit's end. I have mostly early classes, and my parents have been keeping me up. It's been traumatizing, and my sleeping schedule has gotten effed up. They said it was so bad, not even my headphones on full volume could drown out the noise. Like, what? Are they filming a porn in there? Like, are they filming OnlyFans, like, over-exaggerated American Pie, like, L'Oreal commercial? What is going on?
Wait, so then she made a plan.
She said, next time they were sleeping peacefully, I got some cookie sheets from the kitchen and banged them together as loudly as possible from the hallway and scream, I didn't get no sleep because of y'all. Y'all now gonna get no sleep because of me. Just like that meme. I guess there's a meme of someone doing it. That kind of rings a bell.
Can we watch the meme?
You actually want to
see it. I actually don't have any moments.
I didn't get no sleep because of y'all. Y'all not going to get no sleep because of me.
Or something.
So she reenacted that meme. So that's what I did. Needless to say, they were pissed. Yeah.
So she's asking, is she the asshole again?
Yeah, she's the asshole for punishing her parents for being sexually active. Well, you could just say, like, can you not do, like, you can obviously hook up, but, like, does it have to be obnoxiously, like, porn star, like, that type of thing?
Yeah, because there is a solution, and you said that you had your headphones on full volume, and you could still hear sex noises, moaning, whatever, but...
Are you sleeping in the same bedroom, perhaps?
I mean, okay, so I don't know your housing schedule, but if you do have a basement or upstairs, you might just have to switch. But if it's one level, then you do have to attack them and be like, I mean, can you guys not film, a Kim Kardashian sex tape every night? I mean, same with Lucas. Like, my advice is, like, I feel like you should just say, like, can you guys be less loud?
I would just say, I'm so happy for you guys. Like, go off, like, love. But also just, like, why does it have to be, like, Lana Rhodes? like, the moan in the middle of Daddy AF. That's what I'm picturing. I have to pull it up.
I know. That's what I was picturing, too.
I know, because, like, I'm just picturing this most over the top.
I don't think you're the asshole either. I just think it's such a confusing situation.
Wait, where is it? Wait.
I think...
Does it go after this or before this?
It goes after that.
Guys, wait, I don't think it does.
Wait, when is it in the song? It's like the... I love
that. Oh, part. I just found it. This is my picture in her parents' bedroom. Yeah, so I feel your pain. That'd be hard.
Yeah, and I think you can make it a more... I think you can have more of an enjoyable sleep schedule. I just think... it's obviously awkward bringing it up. And then,
but they might be like, well, it's our house, so this is what's going to happen. That's just.
But like, I just can't believe that you had your headphones full volume. Like, I am just left to assume that they're literally filming Pornhub sex tapes.
I know, like, are they starting an OnlyFans? Maybe you should ask that. And if they are, be like, okay, like, I support the business, like, I'll just, like, move out probably.
And also maybe say, like, I am technically proud of, I'm living here and I'm going through this, so can you give me, like, 5% of the
profits? Or you could just say, like, if you are filming a obnoxiously over-the-top OnlyFans, like, just let me know. Maybe don't do it at nighttime. Like, can you do it during the day? And I will simply go on a walk. I'll go on a walk around the neighborhood. I'll go to the coffee shop. That's when I'll do my grocery shopping, is when you're filming the obnoxious OnlyFans scenes, you know?
Yeah, and then just like you said, like, now I'm thinking about Cupcake. She does moaning sounds like in some of her songs, and like, I'm just thinking about like all these sounds coming from the bedroom, and it's like, you can't do anything.
Yeah, just say
it.
Like, since we live together, like, let's just maybe just let me know the schedule and I'll be sure to be out of the house during those times.
Yeah, that also is a good idea, because maybe they could do it in the morning or something. Or,
yeah, and then be like, you guys can slam it as loud as you want and I'll leave. Slam it.
Yeah, this one, the only kind of asshole thing you did was do the meme, but that's just funny at its own point. It's not really asshole. Is there any other ones? Juicy Sugar Daddy's dad?
Do we talk about the Olive Garden conspiracy?
No, we haven't. This is a good one.
Okay, this person wrote us saying, have you guys heard of the Olive Garden endless pasta conspiracy? It's basically when people order endless pasta from Olive Garden, they never make it to the second or even third plate of pasta because Olive Garden tries to make you full on the first plate. So you're really not getting the full endless pasta experience. And you're paying for multiple plates of pasta, but you're really only getting one plate. Olive Garden is scamming people. You guys should investigate it.
This is all alleged, but I do have to say, I don't know if you have, but I've heard about stories like this. So I don't know what it's called. I think it's called MSG. And I've heard that at some buffets, I don't know if this is true. So they want to save food, obviously, because they don't want people eating all their shit. So they put MSG in it, which I'm pretty sure makes you bloated and full faster. I think it's just a bunch of salt. I'm not sure. So then you get full faster, and that's what Olive Garden could be doing.
Oh my God, yeah, that it is fishy how they say, oh, endless pasta, but nobody makes it to the second or third plate. What are they putting in there? What kind of materials are they pumping in there that make you full that fast?
Yeah, so part of me thinks that, okay, if you order pasta, you pay the $15 or whatever it is. They just give you another type of pasta. But then when you get endless pasta, when they put the Alfredo sauce in, it's the batch of Alfredo sauce that just is butter. Like, they add so much butter where you want to throw up after. Maybe.
Maybe they do, because you would have to protect yourself as a business being like, okay, let's do the endless. But then again, just don't even do the endless shit if you don't want to pay for it.
But then I feel like the endless shit attracts so many people. Like, for example, I think it's Red Robin's.
Oh, yeah.
They have endless fries, and I've only been there once, but I assume that so many people are like, let's go live on this fries.
Oh, yeah. So on uprocks.com, this is from 2015. It says, the Olive Garden pasta conspiracy theorists are real and they're mad.
No, these are the conspiracy theories that I'm like actually down for. Because when I hear people saying like, these are the conspiracy theorists. I picture people with like notes all over the walls, but like these are ones where it's like, okay, let's dig in.
Oh, this isn't even about that though.
Oh, it's not.
So this is about the never ending pasta pass. I guess Olive Garden said they were gonna give out 1,000 cards of never ending pasta. You'd have never ending pasta for life, I think. And people on the website are pissed because they sold out so fast. So people
think no one has it. Is that the theory?
Yeah, someone said, no way these sold out that fast. And someone else said, there had to be something wrong with this. I waited for 30 minutes. I love Olive Garden, but this seems like a scam to me. Someone else says, this has totally changed the way I feel about Olive Garden. Seriously, I watched the countdown clock on the website, and once it hit zero, it immediately said they were sold out. No way. Thinking something's a little fishy here.
Oh, I'm gonna piss too. Like, I wasn't proud of this, but now I'm thinking, They know like 10 people and they just gave it to them.
I know, like, did Olive Garden give a statement about this? About this alleged scamming?
If these people aren't lying, I might have to like email them and join in on the fight.
Someone else wrote, bullcrap. I can't sell out in the first 1 second of the sale. How is that even logically possible? Oh, did your employees buy them all?
Wow. No, because I've been to like two famous drops on the internet. Like, so one was like the Kylie lip kit, when that was like the biggest thing. Like, if you went on there, like, you had to buy it in like a minute.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was one. And then I also bought Yeezys once because I thought they were cool. I never wear them, but
ashamed of buying it.
No, like, just because I just never wear them. It's such a waste.
Oh, yeah. You should sell those.
When I went to the website, there was like at least 2 minutes to buy it. So what's happening with Olive Garden?
But to Olive Garden's defense, like, maybe they did sell out that fast. You know what I mean? Because, like, the clock counts down, and then everyone clicked. So maybe it really did. I don't know. I don't know if I want to call it Olive Garden, because I feel like they wouldn't do a whole sweepstakes and then not give it to anyone. Like, if they did do that, like, I am pissed.
I was totally down for the conspiracy theorist route, but then I kind of went back down to earth, and part of me thinks it's too risky doing, because that's a big statement, 1,000 cards. I feel like they wouldn't lie.
I know. It also sucks because, like, what if they actually did give away the cards, but now, like, every restaurant's like, oh, we were going to give away unlimited stuff, but apparently it just causes people to get pissed because once they don't get it, they're mad.
Oh, yeah.
That even happened as a YouTuber. Like, I remember one time I did a giveaway for a digital camera, and, like, I was like, oh, like, I'm going to give a giveaway. And then when people didn't win, they were mad. And I was like, I'm never doing this again. Because, like, people are genuinely mad. They're like, F you. I fucking, like, subscribed to you and watched all the videos. I didn't even effing win. I was counting on this. And it's like, oh, like, only one person can win, you know?
Oh, yeah. Because, like, it's like those, like, it's kind of like a gamble.
I don't know if you can hear the loud-ass lawnmowers outside the window. Oh, yeah. Can you guys hear
that? Good thing we're getting to the end of this. But also, if you owned a fast food establishment, or restaurant, and it was huge, would you do a thing where, like, just to build hype? It doesn't really gain you money or anything.
Yeah.
But if you own, like, Chipotle, would you do a thing where on your website, you're going to give 1,000 people, for if you want to pay $500, which at the end of the day, like, they're going to go over the $500, most of them, you get a free burrito pass for the rest of your life. Would you do shit like that? Or would you be like, that's just dumb?
I feel like I wouldn't build hype.
You wouldn't?
I wouldn't, maybe, because I feel like you gave it to the wrong person, they take advantage of it and bankrupt us.
And then also, well, you could limit it to one burrito a day.
Oh,
something.
That's true. I thought you meant, like, people would be like, I'm going to cater my friend's
that's
wedding.
That's true.
I'm going to cater my friend's wedding. And then they just go to random people in town and be like, I don't know you, but I'll cater your wedding. And it's like, well, now we're literally bankrupt.
That's what annoyed me. I remember this. I think it was Chick-fil-A opened. And they said, the first, like, 100 customers are getting free shit. And, like, part of me was like, I'm going to go, but, you know, like, with that type of shit, I'm always too lazy. And plus, it's like, do I care that much? I don't.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm pretty sure it was a thing where, I mean, they have to do this because, like you said, they don't want to go bankrupt, but they only give you one chicken sandwich a day. So they say free Chick-fil-A for a year, but you get one Chick-fil-A sandwich for
it. I guess they have to limit it, though, because people will take it to the next level. If I won, I would take it to the whole deepest
level. But I
feel
like they should do breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
But then you just take it too far. You can't give people too much because they'll take it to a next level.
Yeah, so what I
would literally just go on Twitter and be like, meet me at Chick-fil-A and it's on me. And, like, anyone who comes, I'll pay.
So
it's all free.
With those famous people that have the, they have a burrito card.
Is that a real thing?
Well,
I remember Superwoman had one.
I saw on Twitter that this one person got it. And they said, oh my gosh, I have it. So, do you think it's a thing where, like, if they get 5 burritos every day, like, they're like, oh, only 1 burrito a day.
I don't know. I just, like, even if Chipotle offered me to get a free thing, I'd just be embarrassed bringing it. Like, it's just embarrassing me. Like, oh, yeah, like, I'm a YouTuber, so I get it for free. It's just, like, pay the effing money.
But then part of me would be like, I'm just going to freeload.
Oh,
if
yeah.
If they did offer
me. I'd be conflicted. Like, if I won a sweepstakes, I would take it to the next level. But if it was just because, like, you were an influencer, I'd be like, that's so douchey. You'd be like, here's my card.
Oh, yeah. I feel like they like, if it, because it is still a thing, but I feel like they, like, only give it to, like, Ariana Grande or something.
No, Superwoman has one, I'm pretty sure.
That's crazy. I mean,
yeah, so she's probably still every day just getting so many burritos.
Yeah, I guess they make so much money, so.
Maybe it was like only valid for a year or something.
Oh, yeah, like only valid if your videos if they said you get the burrito gift card, but if your Instagram photos don't get 50,000 likes anymore, it's cut off.
Oh, yeah, you're cut off, sis. All right, well, is that it?
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for coming along on this journey.
Yeah, thank you for listening and watching.
We love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.